expectation for Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R, November 13, 53. Address as a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, follow-up for Mrs. Sumner, who has biopsy proving necrotizing granulomatose interstitial nephritis and advanced renal failure, background of smoker COPD, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in July, comes in person accompanied with daughter, still smoking one pack per day, chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies hospital admission, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, stable edema, stasis changes, sign drainage but no cellulitis, no ulcers, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, there is dyspnea at rest and or activity but no oxygen or sleep apnea, uses inhalers, has an AV fistula on the left upper extremity without a Stilling syndrome. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Anticoagulated with Eliquis. Blood pressure, hydralazine, metoprolol, Demadex, on bicarbonate replacement, iron replacement, bronchodilators, today, blood pressure 138/58 on the right side, AV fistula open and ready to be used on the left brachial area. She's a smoker, minor tachypnea but normal oxygenation. Distant breath sounds posteriorly. I do not hear localized valve whizzes. No pericardial rap. No ascites tenderness masses. 2+ edema with stasis changes and dried clear secretions. Comes in wheelchair, but no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry is August, creatinine at 4, slowly progressive over time. GFR 11, that will be a stage 5. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis at 17. Normal albumin calcium, minor increased phosphorus 4.8, anemia 10 with a normal white blood cell platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. No indication for dialysis, as there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, left-sided AV fistula ready to be used. Next number, biopsy proving necrotizing, necrotizing granulomatose interstitial nephritis. Etiology unknown, treated as sarcoidosis, although sarcoidosis usually does not cause necrotizing areas. Next number is smoker COPD, next number CHF with preserved ejection fraction, next number appears in sinus rhythm but has history of atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, clinically stable. Next number, pulmonary hypertension by echocardiogram. Next number, lung granulomas, likely the same process that affected the kidneys. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. We do EPO treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, metabolic acidosis on treatment. Next number, relative iron deficiency but has poor veins, continue oral supplementation. All issues discussed with the patient and the daughter. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Will presently at 3 weeks interval. Come back on the next 2 months or early as needed.